This is Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. Welcome back. I was just here last week. I'm here this week, and I'm going to be here next week. 3 weeks in a row of Level Up with Danny. What do you think about that? I think it's pretty cool. So I had a lot of technical difficulties last week, but they're all fixed. And thank you to Sean for helping me fix them. Today is November 6th. November is also known as Movember because it's a month where we focus on men and men's health. And today I'm going to focus on men and their mental health. Now, several years ago, Movember was about No Shave November. So in the month of November, men grew beards. And that was kind of a nod to this is a month about men. I heard from one of my daughters that in her age group, they call November No Nut November, which is you go a month without having sex. I don't know. That doesn't seem like that's very good for men's health, but she mentioned that, so I mention it. So, Level Up with Danny. This is a show where we take life, growth, and connection to the next level. And you've probably seen and heard a lot of this phrase, level up your fitness, level up your protein, level up your this, level up your that. Well, we're going to level up everything. And that's the whole theory behind the show is to talk about all the different things that we can take to the next level in a positive way. Today's show is we're going to go a little deeper than just growing a mustache and talking about men's health, because men's health isn't just about a prostate check or fitness goals. It's about something quieter, something harder to see. It's about men's mental health. Now, when I was doing a little research for the show, I came across some statistics, and I've seen these statistics somewhere before, and I went back to my archives and a show I did a while ago on suicide, and my guest, Christine Lombardi, talked about men and suicide, and it was very surprising, some of the statistics, but men make up about 80% of suicides in the United States. 80% of suicides in the United States are men, especially middle-aged and younger men. One in four men struggles with their mental health, but men are far less likely to seek any help. We've created this culture where vulnerability is seen as weakness, where asking for help feels like a failure. But it's not. It's actually a strength. It's courage. It's the definition of leveling up. From the time boys were little, they're told, don't cry. Be strong. Man up. Don't be a pussy. Whatever your vernacular is to talk to young boys. They learn early that emotions are very dangerous. By the time they're grown, that conditioning runs deep. Many men don't feel like they can reach out, not to friends, not to a therapist, not even to their family. They fear judgment or being seen as less capable. And honestly, who can blame them? Society has told them their worth is tied to toughness, not tenderness. Add to that a system that's under-equipped. There's not enough male therapists. There's not enough outreach. And you get a lot of quiet suffering. Now, I have lots of experience, personal, familial, friendships, with people who have struggled with their mental health. I have experience with people who waited too long to ask for help. I have experience with people who poured themselves into getting the help that they needed and are now walking testimonies to what can happen when you ask for help. And to be honest, I just don't have experience with males. And I think maybe my own personal biases probably play into that. I think when you see a man, a boy, a young man, your husband, your father, your uncle, your friend, suffering, you think it's something else because the way that they present is rarely, I just don't feel mentally strong. I feel mentally drained. You just don't get that from males. And, you know, we've created this society where the social media part of life and the video game part of life and the not feeling ready to live on your own, maybe you're still living in your familial home, it creates a level of isolation where you can still operate in the world. Let's say you might have a job, you might have a friend group, you might play like a sport on the weekend, or I don't know, I was going to say belong to a club, but that's not isolating. You might do these things that seem normal, but you still live a real isolated life. And what happens when these men, boys, young men, become isolated is they're prey. They are prey for people who want to radicalize them, either in their beliefs or in their feelings about women. And you're creating these angry young men who feel preyed upon, who feel put upon, who feel undervalued. And a lot of these kind of feelings that they have can lead to mental health fragility. Now, I know lots of mothers who are raising boys, and they are tuned into their kids. But boys, way more than girls, are experts at hiding their feelings, at covering those feelings up, at walking through life as if it's all good. And mothers and fathers don't want to think that their sons are fragile, because as I said, we've created a culture where vulnerability is seen as a weakness. And we have to do this. We have to ask if everyone's okay. We have to ask our sons, our friends, our husbands, our brothers, are you really okay? Like, you seem a little off. What's going on? Is there anything I can help you with? Is there anything you want to talk about? And being really empathetic and open to that answer. And it can be scary. It can be really scary, especially when someone you love says, I don't feel right. I feel scared. I feel unwell. We can't take it lightly. There's there is a culture of these young people, and this is boys and girls, but I'm focusing mostly on boys, where they have all of these fears about connecting with people, talking to people. Like, they'd much rather text or send an email than pick up the phone and make a phone call. Or, God forbid, meet face to face. I wonder about these dating apps and these dating situations where, you know, you're swiping and then you, I don't even know how they work. I pretend like I do, but so you choose someone that you like and that person likes you back. And then you say, do you want to meet for coffee or you want to meet somewhere for a drink? And the awkwardness of that and what that looks like for some of these young men who spend a lot of time alone, but they want a connection. They want to have a girlfriend. They want to meet someone. They want to be in a relationship, but they don't have the skills. You know, in the old days, you used to have to like call on the phone and say, hello, Mr. Smith, is your son there? Is Jeff there? Can I talk to Jeff? Hello, Mr. Jones. This is Danny. I'm calling for Michael. You know, you had to like have a conversation, not just with the person you were calling, but potentially the mom or the dad. That just doesn't happen anymore. You just shoot a text, you know. And I think what happens when you take away that feeling of like someone's judging you, you're left kind of an empty vessel. And I think a lot of these young men turn that feeling of emptiness into anger. And there's a lot of misogyny where they just think, you know, nobody likes me, girls are idiots, and you know, I hate all women, and you know, what do they call those, incels or something, where they're involuntarily celibate because they can't meet anyone. And all of this plays into a mental health fragility. Now, there are lots of places and outreach programs where people can go, but the male psyche isn't set up to ask for help either. There's new pressures and roadblocks that are here, set up, predetermined for the men in our life. Young men today face rising rates of loneliness, anxiety, and depression. Many grow up online where the alpha culture and highlight reels make it seem like everyone else is stronger, richer, happier. They're told to chase success and dominance, but not connection. And we're seeing the results. Fewer friendships, less community, and a loss of real emotional outlets. We have to redefine what strength is. Real strength isn't stoicism. It's showing up authentically, being open, and connecting with others. It's removing those barriers that you arbitrarily put up. It's just taking that step to make a connection, to say hello, and to be authentic about it, you know, not to be weird or creepy or, oh gosh, you're so pretty, or some awkward thing that isn't really an opening. You know, a way to connect that is authentic. And of course, there's the culture of women, conversely to this culture of men, where there's a lot of women are scared because this kind of alpha culture that they see online is frightening to them. Like, can a girl meet a guy authentically without it being frightening? And because there are stories where it is scary or it is unsafe, you make generalizations about an entire group of humans, and then you think no one is safe. And there's isolation on both sides. And I just think it's so scary. I couldn't imagine raising a boy in today's day and age. I couldn't imagine what that feels like for mothers who want to show the balance of sensitivity, but you also don't want your son to get bullied. So, like, where's the balance in that? I personally follow a few different organizations on social media. One that I've spoken about many times before is Helinski's Hope, which is something that helps student athletes, young people, talk openly about mental health and the challenges of being secure in your mental health. And they go around to all different schools and universities and have a lot of outreach where people talk openly about not feeling good, not feeling mentally strong. And Helinski's Hope offers a lot of support in that area. There's another group that I follow. It's called the Overwatch Collective. And this is for first responders, military. And it's a group of former military and first responders who support each other. They have a network of therapists. They help you get the help you need. They support your family while you're getting your mental health strong. Because one sick person in a family is something that affects the entire family. And places like the Overwatch Collective and Helinski's Hope provides that kind of support for the family members who have a son or daughter who has struggled with depression or suicidal ideation or any of the myriad of things that happen when you're feeling mentally unwell. I was trying to find some songs and things like that to play, and a lot of the songs that came up were, they're just so sad. And, you know, you can really express yourself. Obviously, music is great for that. You know, kind of play a song that, you know, lets you feel your feelings. As they say on social media, I'm feeling like I'm having a menti bee. I need to go listen to some music, a mental breakdown. I mean, that's maybe a cavalier way of saying I'm depressed or I have anxiety or I don't feel well. But I know for my daughter, when she was really struggling, music was an anchor for that, like a way to kind of feel your feelings and belt out the song or let the song kind of take you so you could sit in it a little bit. Because I think for men especially, they want to pretend like what they're feeling isn't what they're feeling. I feel a little sad, but I'm just going to buck up. Or I just say no to every invitation to go out with my friends and hang out with my friends. And eventually they'll stop asking and I can just do what I want to do, which is be alone and be mired in my feelings, because there's no way out. I don't know a way out. The asking for help, the opening yourself up to the possibility that what you're feeling isn't good enough. It's not good enough for you. You deserve better. You have to be open to that. And for men especially, it's really hard. I feel like we need to change this story for our young men. As a community, we need to normalize real conversations. We need to check in with the men in our lives and mean it. There are men's groups like Movember Conversations or Men's Sheds, different support groups. We can teach our boys emotional language early and celebrate that honesty. Model vulnerability. When men see other men open up, it gives them permission to do the same. You know, I think about all of these young boys growing up without a father figure. And if you are a male and you can be a father figure to some of these disenfranchised young men, and you can show them, emotional intelligence. You can speak on an emotional level that isn't scary, that shows bravery. You know, I encourage you to do that. I know my husband is really good at this. He has a lot of young men that work for him, and he takes it as a real honor and a privilege to be someone that they can go to when they don't feel 100%. And he definitely checks in with his employees on a regular basis and lets them know it's okay to open up. I have a really good song. It's by Cameron Whitcomb. It's called Fragile, and I'm going to play it right now while I cue up some of my radio business. So this is Fragile by Cameron Whitcomb. Stand by.
Guess I'll always be him, even after treatment. Everything that he did, I relive. The kid that you knew, with holes in his shoes, who stole from his family to feed his abuse. Said I'd never be back, thought that I could detach. Nothing like a relapse to rehash. The kid who was scared, so handle with care. Wonder what I look like, looking out from your eyes. Do you see the new me, or the same guy? How brittle my bones, the ink on my skin. I blacked out the window so you can't see in. But it's up to me to call you back, cause I want you back, yeah, I want you back. With this fragile ego where I had to prove to people that we're equal, but we both know I'm full of shit, picking lipstick, still the same kid, still the same kid. I'm fragile, a little too fragile. Wall after wall, there's cracks in them all. I know.
Thanks SolarWorks for supporting Cows Radio. From the beginning of Cows, SolarWorks has encouraged Cows listeners to support local businesses, producers, and providers. You can find out more about solar electric, battery backup, and energy efficiency projects at SolarWorksCA.com or contact them by phone at 707-829-8282.
Cows thanks Rick Shub at locally owned and operated Shub Capos. Shub has been providing musicians around the world with industry standard capos since 1974. You can find out more about this venerable Sonoma County company on their website, shub.com. That's shubb.com. Cows thanks Stockham Construction, a union company with decades of experience in completing construction projects throughout Sonoma County. You can find out more by visiting StockhamConstruction.com. Stockham Construction proudly tunes in to the Roots of Rock every Sunday morning at 7 Pacific on Cows.
A big Cows thanks goes out to Heidi at ShipShapeSystems.com for her support of community radio. Heidi works to help clients bring body, mind, and spirit in harmony using a process called conscious connected breathing. To find out more about her service, you can visit ShipShapeSystems.com.
I'm so happy that all my stuff is working. You have no idea. My PSA for today is Redwood Empire Food Bank. And how prescient that we're talking about the food bank today with the government shutdown and millions of Americans losing their SNAP benefits. Were you aware that one in every six people in Sonoma County is in need of food assistance? The Redwood Empire Food Bank remains committed to providing food to hungry children, adults, and seniors throughout the year. There are many ways you can make a difference. For every dollar you donate, the Redwood Empire Food Bank can provide two meals for our neighbors in need. For more information, please visit refb.org or call 707-523-7900 today. Please, if you are able, go and donate to the Redwood Empire Food Bank. They are feeding our neighbors in need, and there are a great many neighbors in need. I have a program promotion announcement. It is for Newtopian Dream. Join host RT Newt for some incredible sounds from West County and beyond every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. on Newtopian Dream. Host R.T. Newt is a musician, a songwriter, a sometime photographer, always witty and cheerful, and he brings his bright message and passion for Jefferson Airplane, James Joyce, and New Orleans sounds to the mic. His show also features Cousin Rick's Tech Talk from the East Coast. We hope you can tune in on Tuesday mornings at 10 right here on KOWS Community Radio. Free speech, noble. You're listening to KOWS LP 92.5 FM, streaming on the web at kowsfm.com. So I am on the air on the odd Thursday, so the first, third, or fifth month of the week. So month of the third, Danny. Start over. First, third, and fifth week of the month. Not month of the week. That doesn't make any sense. So October was a five-week month, so I was on last week, which was the fifth week in October, and now it's the first week in November. And my next show would be on the 20th, which is the third week in November, but I'm going to be on a trip with my elementary school friends. So I've traded with the guy that has the even weeks. So I'm going to be on the radio next week as well. So 3 weeks of Danny, 3 weeks in a row. It's like a blessing and a curse. But I'm always excited to be on the radio. Let me do a little bit more here. I wanted to say that I was talking about some things that we can do to help our men talk more openly about their mental health. So the last thing I said was model vulnerability. When men see other men open up, it gives them permission to do the same. And then as individuals, we need to challenge the stigma. Therapy isn't weakness, it's maintenance. Checking in on your mental health should be as normal as checking your blood pressure, something I do every day. And checking your mental health could be just a little exercise that you do. You wake up in the morning and you kind of do an inventory. You say, open your eyes. How do I feel today? And be honest. I feel heavy. I feel sad. I feel okay. I feel good. I feel hopeful. And whatever your truth is, to tell that truth and to look for those people in your life who you trust, who you think you can be open with, who you think you can be honest with. And I really feel like there's probably way more of those people in our lives than we know. And I encourage you to look for those people so that you feel safe talking about how you feel. There was a post that says, November is Men's Mental Health Month. We're sending love to the men who are struggling mentally, to the men who struggle with suicidal thoughts, to the men who are scared to speak up, to the men who are scared to go to therapy, to the men who are feeling alone, to the men who are feeling dismissed by society. This group, the dismissed by society, this is the demographic, I say under 30, who are prone to being radicalized. They don't feel connected. They feel disconnected. They feel shunned. They feel like they don't fit in. They don't belong. They don't have the life that they see online. They don't have the girlfriends. They don't have the friend group. They don't have the joy. They don't have the job. These are the men that we need to be embracing. These are the men that we need to be supporting. Now, I am not one of those women who is like, oh, the poor white man, he's just so disenfranchised. When there are many, many groups of people who are way more disenfranchised than a white man under 30. That does not discount the number of white men under 30 who are struggling. And if you know one of these men and you can be a guiding light for one of these men, I encourage you to do that. There was I posted, you know, what my shows were going to be like on Facebook this morning. And my trainer said that he had just received a book that he ordered. It's the book by Scott Galloway. It's called what's the name of the book? I'm going to tell it to you. Notes on Being a Man. So Scott Galloway is this guy. He's a professor. He's a 5-time New York Times bestselling author. And he wrote a book that explores what it means to be a man in modern America. He shares his own story from boyhood to manhood, exploring his parents' difficult divorce, his issues with anger and depression, his attempts to earn money, and his life raising two boys. He shares the sometimes funny, often painful lessons he learned along the way. So my trainer saw what my topic was, and he's like, oh, you know, I got this book, da-da-da-da-da. Well, ironically, or not ironically, so I have, like, a huge crush on Scott Galloway. I follow him. If he's on a talk show, if he's anywhere, I always go to watch and listen. And I'm actually going to see him next week. Let's see, what day is it? It's on Thursday. He does a podcast. It's called Pivot. He does the podcast with Kara Swisher. And he's doing a show in San Francisco. And I'm going to see him. It's at the Sydney Goldstein Theater. at 7:30 on Thursday, the 13th. I'm really excited. I know he's going to talk about this book, too. So if you want to look him up on social media, that's a guy who has a lot of thoughts about these young men that I'm talking about, this age group, and kind of what's happening with them. He's raising two boys in this age group, so he kind of has the inside track, as well as, you know, he acknowledges how different it used to be. It used to be so different, and now there's this, and it's, you know, it's social media. I mean, it's always social media, isn't it? But a lot of negatives from social media and what it's doing to our young men. So here was another thing that I saw from the Overwatch Collective. It says, this November, I will give myself credit for all I've achieved this year. I will trust the timing of my growth. I will give myself the same love I give to others. I will find magic in small moments. I will honor my emotions instead of hiding them. And I will allow myself to rest without guilt. And as I was reading these, I was thinking, these are hard things to do. It's hard to say to yourself, I'm proud of you. Like, that was a really good thing that you did. You've achieved so much. You changed your job. You moved. You got your own apartment. You bought a house. You paid off a debt. I'm proud of you. Give yourself credit for things that you achieved. Trusting the timing of your growth. This is something that I feel like these 20-somethings, they put themselves on this growth calculation where it's like, I should be in a relationship. I should be ready to settle down. I should be moving out. I should be in my career. I should not just have a job. I should have a career. Should. They're shooting themselves. And with all the shoulds, they think that they're failing. So you need to trust the timing of your growth. Everyone grows at different rates and paces, and any accomplishment, any success is to be celebrated. This one really hit me. Give myself the same love I give others. I talked about this a little bit the week I did the show on body dysmorphia, where I look at the people that I love in soft focus with love. But I don't use those same eyes to look at myself. And that's a challenge, especially if you're struggling with your mental health. You tend to only see the negative in yourself, and you never give yourself the same love that you afford others. This one, honor my emotions instead of hiding them. I mean, the amount of energy, the amount of focus, the amount of dedication it takes to hide emotions is unbelievable. It is draining. It is exhausting. It's easier to just stay in the bed than to get up and go out in the world and hide how you really feel, because it's not socially acceptable, because you're not a pussy, because you're a man, because you have responsibilities, because what the heck do you have to complain about? You live in America, you're white, you're heterosexual, you have two parents that love you. Like, all of those things can be true, and you can still be depressed. You can still be fraught with anxiety. So honor your emotions. Don't hide them. And if someone gives you a smile or you see an opening and they say, how are you doing? Don't say fine. Say, not a good day today. Feeling a little stressed, feeling a little sad, having a little bit of anxiety. I remember, this was a long time ago, let's see, I'm going to try to think, 36 years ago, let's say. And I was working in retail, and I remember going up the escalator, and this person was coming down the escalator, and they made eye contact with me. And I said hi, and they said hi, and it was like, hi, how's it going? Or something like that. And the person said, not good. It's not going good. I don't feel good. And I, you know, they're going down and I'm going up. And I remember looking like, I need to turn around. Like, that was so vulnerable to say that. I mean, I was a stranger. I mean, we worked in the same building, but I didn't know this person. And I thought, gosh, that was something. Anyways, we actually became friends because of that interaction. I was able to say, that was amazing. And, you know, through the conversation of what was causing them anxiety, you know, it was, we had a friendship over that. But like, what if you did that? That's not weird. Like, if someone says, hey, how's it going? And you go, kind of a rough day. That's going to stop that person to go, oh gosh, what's going on? So don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to honor your emotions. And then this one, allow yourself to rest without guilt. So I know so many people who are trying to outrun their feelings. They just stay busy, 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 busy. 50 things going on, staying up late, doing things at weird times, like taking a shower at midnight, trying to stay busy to outrun the feelings till you're so exhausted that you just collapse in the bed. Like, you don't think that you earned rest. Rest is what happened because you're so exhausted from running away from your emotions. So this is kind of a little reminder. You can allow yourself to rest without feeling guilty about it. There's that feeling of, I need a nap. I'm the queen of this. I will take a nap. I will set my timer for 25 minutes and I will take a disco nap. Because sometimes you just need to close your eyes, shut out the world, so that you can wake up and be like, okay, I'm ready. I'm armed. I'm rested. And there's nothing wrong with that. Put a little pillow under your desk at work and take a little Restivo. You don't need to earn it. You already deserve it. How do you like that? I like it. Okay. So we have some challenge. I want to challenge you. I want to say that leveling up isn't about being tougher. It's about being truer. When men open up, they don't lose strength, they gain connection. Let's make this Movember not just about growing mustaches, but about growing understanding. So I'm going to challenge you. This week, I want you to reach out to one man in your life and ask him, how are you, really? And if you or someone you love is struggling, call or text 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It's available 24/7. There are resources. Ask for help. And you don't have to say, I need help. You can just say, do you have a few minutes? Can I talk to you about something? I heard Danny on the radio the other day, and I want to take this opportunity to ask you how you're really doing. And I want you to know that I'm dedicating this next few minutes to you. Like, be real. And I just think that all it takes is for everyone to do that. And there's going to be this feeling like, how I feel is valid. And it's not classified or earned or judged based on whether I'm a girl or a boy. You're a human, and you're allowed to feel what you feel. And men should be allowed to ask for help and not be judged for that. Okay, so I'm driving over here today, and I'm listening to the radio, as I do, and I heard the DJ say, 18-year-old Ty Myers has a new song. And I was like, 18-year-old Ty Myers? So Ty Myers plays a song that I've played on the radio many, many times. It's called, what's it called? It's called something. Well, I'll find it. But anyways, it's like a rockin' song. And when it came on the radio, Ends of the Earth, Ends of the Earth. My daughter and I would just like go crazy for the song. But when I listen to that song, I imagine the singer as like, you know, a late 20, early 30 year old guy who is just like has this love and he's just going to love this person for the rest of his life. How is this kid 18? How is an 18 year old singing about these deep topics? I don't know, but his new song is called Through a Screen. And I just thought, I'm going to play that on the show today because of screen time and how people develop these relationships through a screen that seems so intense and so real. And they've never met face to face. And I mean, is it even real? And then what happens when you get ghosted or the person blocks you? You know, what's the emotional fallout from that? So this song is by Ty Myers. It's called Through a Screen. I'm going to play it, and then I'll be back.
Tonight had its own set of plans. The fight to stay awake has entered my mind. Small talk with bags on my eyes. Your roommates I can't understand. Your mother, do you have a brother? You smile, say yes. What's your favorite color? Falling for each other, we ain't even met. I've only known your name for a week, but now I know your insecurities and in a month. You'll be telling me you love me through a screen.
can't make you any guarantees. All I can say is I'll be there when you decide to call my name.
Does that sound like an 18-year-old to you? I mean, come on. That's crazy. One thing I wanted to say was, so there was a time when nobody talked about how they felt. Not boys, not girls, not sad people. You just didn't. You didn't talk about it. That was just something we didn't do. And I would say in the last, I'm going to say 35 years for sure, it has become more and more, or less and less shocking, more and more acceptable. and there are programs and therapists and different places where you can go and feel comfortable talking about how you feel. You know, it used to be you had to get in trouble and be in juvenile hall or be going to jail before anyone cared to figure out why you are the way you are. Now we name everything, we label everything. They're neurodivergent. They come from a broken family. They're a fatherless son. They have social anxiety. Their mom is bipolar. They feel depressed. They do dangerous behaviors, whether that's to themselves or to others. This kind of language is way more acceptable. And that's one thing about when I say, you know, level up. Growth isn't about going it alone. It's about rising together. So we can all join hands and have access to our emotions. We can all join hands and talk about our feelings. We can all find a place, an outlet, where it's safe. And I'm going to link on my pages Helinski's Hope, the Overwatch Collective, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, and some other things that I know of where you can get help at low or no cost. But let's stick with the assignment, which is reach out to one man in your life and ask him, how are you really? How are you really? And then listen for the answer. And you never know. It might hit you and you'd be like, oh my gosh, I know someone who felt that way and this is what they did. Or just to be heard. Sometimes people just want to be heard. I talked about that before. You know, I say to my daughters when they call me with a problem, do you want me to help you? Do you want me to just hear you? Or do you need a hug? And maybe using that same thing, you can help, hear, or hug the man in your life who needs a little support. Okay, I have one more song. I can't tell you how happy I am that my music works. Okay, so it's a song by Chris Stapleton. What's weird is I don't know this song. I don't think I've ever heard it before, but I heard it and I was like, stop it. That song is amazing. It's called Heart Letting Go. I don't know if it's new. I don't know if it's old, but I know I'm going to play it. This is Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. I'll be back next Thursday with another episode. So this is Heart Letting Go by Chris Stapleton. Take care of each other and look for me on the interwebs.
I don't see the same look in your eyes, the one that you said we're meant to be. I don't feel the hunger in your touch. You used to tell me I'm all you need. It's hard to say, leaving hurts. I'm not sure which one is the worst. Cause tonight I hold the love I used to know and listen to a heart letting go. Just how long it's been I can't recall, since I feel the warmth of your kiss and all the little things you used to do are all the things that I already miss. It's hard to say, believing hurts, and I'm not sure which one is the worst. Cause tonight I hold the love I used to know, listen to a heart letting go. Go.